Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Huawei still has friends in Europe, despite U.S. warnings. By Clint Finley. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned U.S. allies in February against using technology built by Chinese telecom giant Huawei, going so far as to suggest the U.S. might stop sharing intelligence with countries whose communications infrastructures rely on Huawei's equipment. Pompeo's remarks during a European speaking tour echoed years of concerns from the U.S. government over the possibility that Huawei might use its products to help China spy on U.S. citizens. Huawei has repeatedly denied that it has spied or would spy on U.S. citizens on behalf of China, and it sued the U.S. government over a law banning government agencies from doing business with companies that buy gear from Huawei and its fellow Chinese telecom giant, ZTE. But some big European countries aren't towing Uncle Sam's line. On Wednesday, The Telegraph reported that the U.K. government will allow Huawei to build non-core parts of its 5G network. The UK initial decision is a mixed bag for both Huawei and the US, says Paul Triolo, who focuses on technology for the political risk consulting firm Eurasia Group. Huawei didn't get banned entirely, Triolo points out, but for the US it shows that its security concerns are being listened to. The UK is intimately familiar with Huawei's equipment because the company allows British officials to inspect its code. Last month, a UK government agency released a scathing report criticizing Huawei's basic security practices. However, it concluded that these issues were related to basic engineering competence and cybersecurity hygiene, not deliberate attempts to build backdoors into its products. Germany isn't ready to kick Huawei out of its networks yet either. Earlier this month, Jochen Hohmann, the president of Germany's Federal Network Agency, told the Financial Times that his agency has not received any concrete indications against Huawei. Last month, the agency announced a set of security requirements for telecommunications networks that apply to all companies, not just Huawei. If Huawei meets all the requirements, it can take part in the 5G network rollout, Hohmann told the Financial Times. Last month, the European Union asked member states to complete security risk assessments of their 5G network infrastructures by the end of June. But it did not propose a ban on Huawei or other Chinese vendors. Triolo says an EU meeting next week in Prague on 5G security will provide a better indication of the bloc's view on Huawei. He says European government and telecom carriers are in a tough spot because their networks include a lot of Chinese gear. European governments are just reacting to the reality on the ground, says mobile industry analyst Chetan Sharma. He says Huawei is well-entrenched in existing 4G wireless networks on the continent, and would be expensive to replace. If you are going to have 4G gear from Huawei, It just makes sense to have their 5G gear as well, as there are financial incentives that can't be overlooked. Neither the operators or the governments have the funding to replace Huawei in the networks. Sharma also points out that relationships between the U.S. and the EU have deteriorated, and the U.S. warnings might not carry the same weight they once did. Losing Germany and the U.K. would have been a major blow to Huawei, which is facing more scrutiny around the world. Last year, Australia and Japan effectively banned Chinese vendors from building 5G networks, and Taiwan reinforced an existing ban on the company's networking gear. Despite these bans, Huawei has continued making deals. Huawei has signed 40 contracts to supply 5G gear by the end of March. The company's rotating chairman, Ken Hu, said at the company's Global Analyst Summit earlier this month, according to Reuters. Of these contracts, 23 were in Europe, 10 were in the Middle East, 6 were in Asia-Pacific, and 1 was in Africa. In a sign of health, Huawei reported a 39% increase in first-quarter revenue on Monday. Huawei has more to worry about than government bans. Earlier this year, the U.S. indicted Huawei and its executives, including CFO Meng Wanzhou, of crimes including bank fraud, wire fraud, money laundering, and obstruction of justice, related to alleged violations of sanctions forbidding the sale of U.S.-made equipment to Iran. Meng was arrested in Canada last year and is awaiting extradition to the U.S. If convicted, Huawei could face sanctions banning U.S. companies from selling its software and components. Similar sanctions nearly forced ZTE out of business last year, but the company was saved when the Trump administration dropped the sanctions. Huawei might be better able to survive sanctions than ZTE was, but it would seriously curb the company's ambitions.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.